Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira. Namaste and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ramka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are so extraordinarily delighted to be with you today. And I just want to give a big hello and welcome to everyone over at bbsradio.com. Thank you for joining us today. Over at Oneness Talk Radio, hey, we're so glad you're here. Of course, all of the affiliates, including iHeartRadio, over at YouTube, where are we broadcasting an official Sri and Kira
official
today?
Official Sri and Kira,
right?
Yes.
And Facebook and any other outlet you can find us at. Thank you for joining us. This is a big moment. It's a big weekend. And I do want to share that, of course, the call board is open. We are live. So if you want to jump in, 517-208-1500. And you do listen to the show while you're on hold, 517-208-1500. And Sri, I also want to mention our email because we have so many emails. And remember that if you would like to send us an email, you can send it to guest@sriandkiraradio.com.
That's G-U-E-S-T.
Yeah, that kind of a guest. Hey, be my guest, right?
As opposed to ghost.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I really want to pick up this conversation from where we left off yesterday. Yeah. And hopefully you were with us yesterday for our Saturday show, Explore the Mysteries. If you were not, please go check it out. Go listen to it. Because this October 5-6 weekend is really a moment of recognizing the experiences, because October, let's just remind ourselves, right? October is that if not now, when moment, if not you, who? And that's a choice that's in front of everyone that really started birthing near the end of September. And October is one rich energy, and it's about experience.
Mm-hmm.
And coming full circle.
And experience sounds pretty neutral, doesn't it?
I don't know. I think that's a loaded question based on how it's asked.
It's all a matter
and who's asking.
It's all a matter of what are you experiencing?
Well, yeah, it's perspective.
And each and every one of us will have our own divine experience this month.
Yes, we will.
And you'll get an opportunity to witness the fruits of your decisions from the prior times, especially the month of September. Because September was that segue into this incredible energy, this fullness that is October.
Well, and also that full circle return. Let us not forget that we are in the actual culmination this very month of a 19-year cycle. So I want you guys to really pull that in, because remember, what is 19? Well, we reduce that down, that becomes the 10. And so this cycle opened in October 2000, and we are absolutely ending it in this one. So that 10 carries with it an amplitude. It's like a push energy. So you have all this push energy and then this full circle. Yet the gift is that full circle is an opportunity for you to really call forward that which maybe over the past 19 years didn't quite come in the way that you had wanted it to. But by having this fluid parallel opening and this extraordinary awareness, everyone is being given this opportunity through this full circle awareness to amplify. So it's a very mixed bag this month. There's just a lot to share.
And it's important to remember that when we get to the point of culmination of a cycle, that's a point of optimum wisdom.
Yes.
That's the point where your perspective is able to harness all that has gone before to help fuel and inform you for that which is yet to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get every closing, every cycle is a beautiful gift. And we are at that moment right now in this 10-month, October 2019.
Whew, it's just a biggie. And so I want to take a moment and just kind of move a little bit so you guys that are watching us on video can gaze at this graphic a little more. So similar to yesterday's graphic, but here's what's different. Today we're going to be talking about, and we kind of put this out, if you're on our newsletter list, we put this out, right now, while so many people are finally waking up to the fifth dimension, yay, please recognize that Sri and I first put out How to Live in the Fifth Dimension in 2004. We have been saying, hey, it's coming, get ready. And now that we're here, there's a lot of people that are writing us right now, and some of you at YouTube are saying, wait a minute, why are you guys talking about seventh and ninth dimension? We're only lifting into the fifth. Well, that's true. Some of you are lifting into the fifth. However, what Sri and I have been sharing for many, many years is that, and what the Archangelic Realm has invited us and as part of our mission to share, is that as the dimensional energies are being energetically affected by this ripeness of energy that is coming forward and that is coming in through the convergence of all these cycles, this graphic is meant to once again illustrate, as we talked about yesterday, Archangel Zadkiel has been saying this for over 18 years. Keep your eyes on the divine at all times. Keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And so you'll notice what this graphic is showing, and I was trying to represent with all of the different colors here, is the cosmic awakening. But you'll see as you pan out that it's also about letting go of this illusion and how it tries to creep up into our psyche. And the key is to recognize that if we are doing this, if we have our eyes on the divine at all times. And so I really wanted to kind of synopsize yesterday's show, because yesterday we were talking about these energy overlays. And I want to read, Sri, and that's just kind of like that way we can kind of pick up from yesterday and continue, that these energy overlays were actually are actually in the 2020, the full 2020 predictions. We had said yesterday they would be up on our website by tonight. We're still working on that. Hopefully they will be, but if not, they will be up in the next day or so. They'll be right on the homepage. It is with great pleasure that we have been instructed by the divine directors to release these now. They will also be in print in the Sedona Journal of Emergence in the November 1 issue. When that hits the stand, their big double predictions issue with, you'll see Sri and I on the cover there. And these are important because the year ahead is actually starting right now. This is our final, I want you guys to take that in. This is our final experience month of this year. And we are going to open up 2020 full on in experience. That's big. And November is going to be another awareness. Okay. And so, another choice month. We're in experience now. Yes, choice. It will be choice. And then, December is going to be the awareness month. So, there's just a big 90 days ahead of us. And so I want to read this because I think we want to kind of consolidate that and then continue. So here we are. This was in the 2020 predictions from the Divine Directors. Many are feeling, sensing, knowing that through the network of symptomology you share so freely as ascension symptoms, these symptoms are more accurately understood as an energetic overlay of the ascended presence. As the rising vibrations of Gaia and all of her inhabitants escalates, this presence is calling to your body lovingly and firmly. And remember, this is the 2020, yet we're giving it out right now under direction of the divine director. So I want to do this kind of, this was yesterday's show.
Well, you know, the all dates are indications that an energy is present.
Yeah.
And always there is kind of the pre-shadow and then the post effect. And so we are actually beginning to get a lot closer to 2020, are we not?
Yeah.
And it's time to prepare ourselves, you know, so that we are in full conscious acceptance of that which is coming.
Yes.
Acceptance is a powerful word, because when we are something other than in acceptance, we are then seeking to control, we're seeking to limit, we're seeking to define.
We're resisting.
It's called resistance.
Right? I mean, if you're not accepting, you're resisting.
Yes, that's,
you know,
bottom
and,
line.
And that's, right? I mean, if we just cut to the chase on that, and I think that's really important, Sri, because in this month of pop or drop, being aware, am I accepting or am I resisting? What aspect of me, and this ties into today's show and what we're trying to model here, which is today we want to talk about can we actually anchor into the seventh dimension? Now, I want to take a moment, and we have the, could you put up that screenshot for me? So we're going to put up, if you're watching us on video, you'll see we just put up the witnessing the witnesser experience. So I want to talk about this. The third dimension is now in its moment of glory. I mean, those that are really anchored, those that have really gone into the third, can witness the third dimension, and they do it very well. And this is happening. However, that compassionate energy that keeps us sustained in the fifth dimension, that beautiful compassion, when we first become the witnesser. Now, why is that important? Because if we are truly anchored in the fifth dimension as a witnesser, the compassion that enters into us becomes so extraordinary that the judgments begin melting. But it is that melting of judgment, which thereby means resistance is gone.
Yes.
Right? Thereby, that lifts us into the seventh when we begin witnessing that fifth dimensional witnesser of the third dimension. So can we anchor there? The answer is absolutely yes. However, the reason this is so important in this moment is because the energies in density are so happy and so supported remember the fourth dimensional collapse, which we talked about, I don't even know how many years ago. Find that video. Find the original video. We should probably re-release it again. It will make more sense to you now than when we first put it out. But that fourth dimensional collapse is what has finally led to this third dimensional stronghold, so to speak, right? Yeah. So that's your one fort, right? That's your density Garden of Eden is the third dimension right now. But the Garden of Eden for awakened consciousness is quite frankly eroding in the fifth dimension. And this is another reason why we have been inviting everyone, every show, please every day, just always take a moment and send compassion, love, and support to His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who on this planet really is the epitome of the fifth dimensional portal and the compassion that will assist you to stay there. And then as we lift up into the seventh dimension, this is the moment to recognize that more than ever, it is the releasing of the judgment through compassion that will ignite your greater eyes of wisdom and thereby assist to raise the vibrational frequency and consciousness of all beings. Mm-hmm. Because in this moment, we're at an Einstein moment. This perplexity of the density is not going to be solved at the level of consciousness that created it, period. And so October is inviting you, and especially, October's been like a ready, go, set month, you know?
Ready, go, set, go.
Nope. Right?
We're going,
we're there. I'm inviting you to really pay attention to what's in your awareness and what are you experiencing, because the universe is tapping on your shoulder right now. If not now, when? And if not you, who? But that's going to also require trust.
Absolutely. And it's important to recognize that sometimes you are actually traveling in these rarefied fields without being fully aware that you're doing so.
Exactly.
And so I want to remind you that last month we introduced the prime meridians and clearing the fear. It's important to revisit those teachings if you have not.
Yes.
Because this is why the fifth dimension is becoming less stable than in prior years. So many people have been lifting into that zone of compassion, have been lifting into that ascended frequency, yet they carry some subconscious fear with them. And fear has no place in the realm of compassion. So what you have is an essential conflict that a loving being is bringing with them some of their unconscious fears. And this has eroded the stability of the fifth. On the flip side of this, it has made the seventh seem ever more easily available.
Isn't that the sweet irony of the way we learn? I mean, it immediately reminds me, Sri, of the horrific takeover of Tibet.
Yeah.
Right? Had Tibet never been invaded, His Holiness the Dalai Lama would have been in seclusion. We wouldn't have known that energy that helped ignite fifth dimensional escalation on the planet came through a pretty nasty way, but yet it was a blessing.
There was a release.
Right, and that's exactly what you just reminded me of,
yeah.
Right? Is that is what's happening again. And every generation, it seems, is going to have that moment.
And it's important to recognize that your destination is the process.
Yes.
Not a fixed point of consciousness.
I love that.
We are ever refining.
Yes.
And so as we lift into the fifth dimension and begin to anchor into the non-resistance, into the acceptance of a compassion-based life,
right.
We then open up to the seventh dimensional, which is witnessing the witnesser all over again, and find a greater field of peace.
Yeah.
And now this is very much what Rumi wrote about, is out beyond all notions of right doing and wrong doing, there is a field.
I will meet you there.
As we just allow the truth of that to speak to us, as it has spoken to so many millions, we begin to recognize that field is a place to anchor, not just a visiting place, but an anchorship. And so we can more easily anchor in that energy when we've anchored compassion. And compassion then brings with it the energy of forgive them, they know not what they do. Forgive all. And as we are able to cultivate that peaceful detachment and that peaceful love, then the higher realms become much more easily accessible. And so that brings us all the way back to where we started our conversation.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that you know, the age of awakening is happening, and you are a participant.
Yeah.
And as we move into that energy of seeing the divine in other beings, we automatically activate our star consciousness. We automatically release needs to judge, because we're no longer hanging on to a particular point of reference called the ego lens.
Yeah.
We're now in a more universal point of reference called the soul's playground.
Oh, I like that. I like the soul's playground. I think that's Tosa Blue Mountain.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. And hey, just got to let you know, if you've ever thought about coming to Ecuador or taking a truly bona fide, journey into your divine spirit with the sacred San Pedro medicine, harvested right here by us, administered here through our loving processes, you want to just come and connect back with who you are, check out TosaBlueMountain.com. We are officially grand opening this new year, but we are accepting reservations right now, and people are making them. So if you're thinking about 2020, this might be a good time to book.
Well, if you're thinking about New Year's, or now that we mentioned it, I bet you're thinking about it. We're going to be broadcasting on New Year's Eve. So
live right here at Official Sri and Kira YouTube. So we're going to start promoting that very, very soon. But we this year, we're going to do what we didn't do last year, which is be out on a format where we don't have to worry about how many of you are here at the same time. So, yeah, make a note for New Year's live from Tosa Blue Mountain. Sri and I will have only been back from Bhutan for 5 days when that happens. So it's going to be a very exciting moment.
It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yeah, thanks for announcing that.
To include you. So
yeah.
More fun ahead. That's
absolutely
just a spoiler.
Absolutely. And so, hey, I'm looking over here at the phone lines. We're going to jump in. And remember, 517-208-1500. They are pretty full, but it looks like there is still some room.
There's room.
And so go ahead and jump in if you'd like to get into the queue. So, Sri, I always have fun with our blocked, anonymous, unknown, secret caller.
All right.
Must start there.
We're going to start with that person. Here you go. Welcome.
Blocked, anonymous, unknown, secret caller. Welcome.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Well, thanks for taking my call. We talked in the past a few times.
Wonderful.
David, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I'm going to be rather quick today.
Okay.
On the ascension symptoms you've been speaking about, I'm experiencing a little bit continuing with the left eye. This I'm feeling is connected to quite a large infusion of the divine feminine, since the left side represents that that side. And I'm working to balance this divine feminine with the masculine, who, you know, always wants to take control, and have those two work a little bit more side by side. I'd like to see if you have anything to say about that that as connected with the left eye, and how we can bring that into greater balance at this time.
Well, Thank you for sharing. And I think that a lot of people are also experiencing this balancing presence right now. I will share with you that I have this overlay of this beautiful being that is one of your guides. And the entire time you were speaking, they were having me hold my left hand. Sri, maybe you can describe what I'm doing.
In front of the left side of her face.
How far away, though? It's like, I don't know.
It's about 4 or 5 inches
away. That's important. And the palm is facing outward. Or no, the back of the hand facing outward, so that the thumb is on my side.
Yeah, palm
and
the facing
pinky,
the face.
The pinky toward the nose. And my eyes are closed. And I kid you not, I am feeling what feels like a pillar of light that when I take the hand away, because I just want to describe it, that's going right through my cosmic prime meridian, up and down, up and down, up and down. So if I was to, you know, if you go up to star consciousness and you come over a little bit, so imagine it's like right on the inside of the pupil of the eye, and this is holding that open. So this posture, and then the right hand is in my lap, but it's horizontal with my elbow at like a not quite perpendicular street, but it has to be resting on the
right.
And it's down, so it's like down in my lap, and it's wide open, like down near the root. And what they're saying is that this posture held up to 5 minutes a day over 3 sessions will bring in, I'm feeling a great sense of heat and warmth coming in, radiating. And they're saying that when you're done, so up to 5 minutes, but when you finish each session, you just hold, meditate, breathe. And when you're done, keeping the hand, I bring it up, you know, keeping the hands where they are. They're saying 3 times when you're done, 1, 2, 3. And they're saying this is an energy, and that this is learning how to do a great flow. And they're saying that this process that you have just brought through is not just for you, that for many who are balancing the unbalanced, whether it is masculine, feminine, whether it is too much divine energy, I got to tell you, I'm ready to pass out, my angel. You have some serious energy. This is a very powerful practice. And so they're saying it's just that simple and it's just that challenging. You really need to do it 5 minutes a day, minimum of 5 days in a row. And I think you're going to be pretty blown away at what happens. So, Robert, thank you. I'm really, really grateful. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll certainly do that. And for, it sounds like for many, kind of an important aspect right now.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Many blessings.
We love you, honey.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Namaste.
You know, I just
I'm losing my breath.
Yeah, take a moment. And,
I'm really tired, guys. That was a lot of work.
I want to bring up something because many, many people are having various symptoms.
Yeah.
And it's important to understand that while there are some known patterns, known symbology for body areas, sometimes we express a little more uniquely. Now, what I mean by that, in Robert's case, he was talking about the left eye and balancing the feminine. And yes, that's all. That is true. The left side does represent the feminine. But here's another thing. The left side also represents the future, what you are about to receive.
Yeah, notice how they were pouring that in, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I'm still dizzy, guys. That was powerful.
And so when we begin to just add these in, we perhaps move a little closer to understanding what's going on in our bodies when we bring in these other contexts. And so it's important that we are balanced, yet it's also important sometimes that we have to exercise that part of us that wants to see ahead.
Yeah.
Or that part of us that wants to receive the guidance about the next step, which is more on the left.
Well, and this is also what anchoring in the seventh dimension is all about. You know, one of the questions that we had in our newsletter, if you received the newsletter about today's show, was, I mean, how do we all navigate that which has never been navigated before in the realms of the co-creative experience of illusion? Well, that's actually a simpler answer than you might anticipate. The answer is very simply by remembering who we are. Because when we wake up to who we are, when we claim our truth of our divine mastery, then we can navigate anything because we have that much trust in the divine direction that flows through us and becomes unified with the, I'm going to use the word former thought stream.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you have this density thought stream. And the density thought stream is one that's usually based around some defeating life script. And if you don't know what that is, take our Navigating the Inner Matrix program. And that you believe things around that. And then we claim them. Then our bodies start responding to them. You're supposed to age. You're supposed to get sick the way your mother or your father did. Or this is what runs in your family. Or this is what's going to, you know, whatever. But yet, when we break free, and this was the conversation that we started on Soul Mirrors last Thursday evening, and we've been kind of weaving through this weekend as well. When we break free of the perception of the consensus reality and trust the intuitive recognition through a filter of integrity, there is a caveat on this. It's not just a free-for-all of my God's told me to do this. No. There is a filter of integrity there, and there is a universal justice. And so thereby, you can't misuse it once you legitimately have it. However, we are in a moment where the fourth dimension is getting really good at masquerading, and that many, many, many have been misdirected, and everyone is susceptible. Mm-hmm. And those that are, and I'm just going to sit up straight to say it, those that are really holding it have at some point in 2019 been attacked either emotionally, spiritually, physically, or otherwise. And you guys know what we went through, what we went through. Now, I want to take a moment, Sri, and please jump in with me here. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk and address something right now, because in order to anchor into the seventh dimension, there is, as Sri was mentioning earlier, we live through this fifth dimensional compassion. And then that brings you into this. The way I experience being in the seventh dimension is very much like I really am witnessing the witnesser of the third dimension. And what that means is that there is such an appreciation that comes front forward. It pays forward from the seventh, from the fifth, into this third vehicle. And it's a sense of self-appreciation that does not come from the ego. It comes from your own unconditional love radiating through the compassion of the fifth dimension, feeling like an embrace of the universe around you. That's how you know you're anchored in the seventh dimension. It's also how you know you are interacting with others who are carrying similar frequencies. Mm-hmm. So I want to share two things about this, because this is a conversation mm-hmm. that must be had. And if you want to go over to Oneness Talk Radio and ask us a question in the chat, I think there's a lot of chat at YouTube, and we don't normally monitor that, sadly. We will be monitoring it in November, because we have our first, can I share?
Absolutely.
Okay, forgive the aside, guys, but our very first resident who is here to assist us to run the retreat center full time will be moving here to Tosa Blue Mountain on November 2nd.
And that'll be give us some production help.
Yes. And so she's going to be doing quite a bit of beautiful things here. And we're very, very excited to welcome Bria Rose. Those of you that have been in the chat room might have known her. She was living in Guatemala. She is now here in Ecuador, and we're very excited. She came to our recent event, and we all fell in love even more. And so anyway, just wanted to give you that aside, that we're going to finally have the help we've been screaming for.
Yeah,
and so that will help with this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So go ahead.
No, please jump in.
Yes.
So it's important as we begin to soften the expectancies in our brain, because people, you know, we talk fifth dimension, seventh dimension. I want to come back to what I was sharing earlier. Your destination is the process, not the level of attainment. The process is one of continually relaxing into the soul's journey without mm-hmm. a need to interfere or judge,
true.
While maintaining your awareness at the multiple levels of your being. That is to say, the third dimensional interactions are still very much available to you. I mean, after all, we drive on the freeway, we go to the grocery store, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a part of you that is engaging the et cetera, that part of you is doing the best it knows how, while the witnesser is loving you for that participation. Okay. And so we begin to adapt this languaging a little bit and start to notice how we will float. It's almost like our consciousness floats. Sometimes we might be captured a little bit by the 3D stream.
Well, that's what we need to really talk
and,
about.
Yeah. And if we hang out there too much, we get consumed by it.
No. And if you hang out there at all in October, you are going to be challenged. And this is where I was going earlier as well, is that that is the conversation that needs to be had. Now, a couple things here. Number one, Sri and I have started talking about 5G. We're going to be talking a lot more about it throughout this month. We are going to be putting out a separate video about it. However, I do want to offer a moment of perspective. We talked about 5G a little bit on one of our radio shows and put up a graphic about it. And some people, as you know, when they watch a show on YouTube, they listen to like just a little bit and then make a whole decision about the show. And this one beautiful woman wrote a tirade about how Sri and I are promoting that 5G won't hurt you. It's just the opposite. And what broke my heart was not her attack on Sri and I. It was that this beautiful, well-intended young woman really sincerely cares and is already infected by the groups that are forming anger cells around 5G in the name of spiritual activism. And I guess there had been some conference the same weekend we did our show. And remember, guys, Sri and I, honestly, we don't watch anybody else. We don't follow media. We live in the blessing of Tosa Blue Mountain doing the work of the divine directors. Remember, that's why we live internationally. We saw 10 years ago that we were going to have to be well anchored outside the United States during this time. And that doesn't say anything negative about the United States at all. It just says for our journey to do what we needed to do, we had to go to all these other countries around the world to collect these energies and anchor at the equator to hold sincere non-judgment, balance, neutrality. And that is a gift. And at many times it can be a challenge, especially in the month of October. And so the density fields of especially spirituality, as this beautiful woman was showing, the more angry you become about that which you're trying to stop, the more it will grow. And that's why we have been the voice of passionate action for 15 years. When Sri and I first introduced spiritual activism as the most dangerous energy on the planet, we were viciously attacked by the mainstream news, the New Age mainstream, whatever that is, the circus that travels around and does whatever it does. And we were part of that circus for quite a while. And the reason we left was it was a circus. It was filled with tons of astral interference. It was an ego maniac, and it broke my heart because we were naive. You know, as I bet a lot of you, when you first start out on your journey, you think everyone's in pure spirit, that everyone hasn't been manipulated with. And it's a wonderful, sweet moment. It's like, it really is a sweet moment. Yeah. But the key is, as we're hearing right now, to come full circle with that wisdom and still never lose the innocent experience of the truth because you never sold out. And I can tell you it's worth it. And so as the fourth dimension is crunching in on the fifth dimension, do you see what's happening here? And this is why this graphic was made. So you see all this little, I've been trying to describe what these fear dimension bubbles look like. You see that? That's a little fear dimension, but you see it can't get through. It can't get through. But what's happening is that that window, that fifth dimensional window, because it's got this erosion happening, it means that we're being all given this extra amp to go into the seventh now. And I think that's amazing.
It is. And I want to share something Archangel Zadkiel shared with us many years ago. And that is that the fifth dimension is a resting place, a zone of clarity.
Like a waiting room.
It's just like, okay, I've worked hard.
It's like,
I got through all my 3D stuff. I did my healing work.
Give me a cold towel.
And I get to this moment of compassionate clarity.
Literally.
And from there, you keep going.
Right.
It was never intended to be, okay, here's the age of Aquarius and we're all done.
Right,
It's a moment of respite. It's a moment of recharge. It's a moment of perspective where you can have compassion on where you've been and trust for where you're going.
And, you know, if you're unfamiliar with all the extraordinary messages that came through Archangel Zadkiel through Sri and I, go to SriandKira.com, click on Messages of the Masters, and you might just want to read the Living in the Fifth Dimension series, because I really feel that our work has come of age in this moment, that the body of work that we have been working on for the past 18 years was for you right now. And now we have the grand challenge to help as many find it as possible at a moment where literally the manipulation is peaking.
Yeah.
And so if you find our videos helpful, if you find the information we're sharing positive, please help us get more people to hear, see, contribute. We are together, we are better. And that's why Sri and I started Oneness Talk Radio. You know, on my desk is one of those little, you know how you get those little inspiration cards once in a while? And years ago, this one was almost, it wasn't like a scratch and read, but it was one of those where you have to pull off, right? You know, and I pulled it off and my inspirational message was a Mother Teresa quote. And it was a Mother Teresa quote that simply says, "Do not wait for others, do it yourself." And I have that exact little card still taped on my pencil holder on my desk for all these years. And that's why we started OnenessTalkRadio.com, because we got tired of waiting for others to do the right thing. And so we just did it ourselves. And yeah, it stretched us thin, but you know what? We're not going to stop. And so together we are better. On our website right now, and then I want to talk about this, and we're going to go take some more callers.
Yeah.
On our website right now, how many of you have downloaded the October 22nd PDF? It is on our homepage. Download it. Read it. Do it. The divine directors are offering us the way to navigate this moment. And that information came in while Sri and I were still, we had just finished all the cosmic attunements at Ingapurka, and were underneath the Tree of Wisdom here at Tosa Blue Mountain doing a cosmic life regression that, bar none, was, I think, the most powerful I've ever witnessed. Because it wasn't just us there, it was all of you. It was incredible. And then this discourse showed up. Please download it. It's free. Share it. Because the greater question is, if not now, when? What are you willing to do? And if not you, who? And so it's okay to say no. Just say no with clarity of what you're saying no to, because everyone is being asked now to say yes to themselves.
It's important to remember that saying no is actually saying yes
to
something else.
Right. And that's very important, Sri.
Be clear.
Yes.
To say no to one thing is saying yes to something else. And you might want to check inside. What are you actually saying yes to?
Mm-hmm.
When we are in our searching mode, when we're in our growth phase, we oftentimes will touch into various teachings, various writings, various groups. And all of those will inform us, because it's through the diversity that we gather our discernments. And it's when we find something that touches us in our heart and we find greater peace, greater love, greater self-acceptance, I encourage you to dwell there a while, because that's the fuel that will help you continue walking through the headwinds that is the whole spiritual journey.
No kidding.
There are plenty of headwinds.
It is. It really is. Okay. I'm over here in the chat at Oneness Talk Radio, and we have Cassandra. Hi, Angel. And also, here's a question from Andrew. May I share?
Yes, please.
And then I also want to read an email that really ties into what we're doing as well. Plus, I know we have lots of people on hold. We are going to get to all of you as much as we can. Here we are. From Andrew a few seconds ago in the Oneness Talk Radio chat. Very well said, Kira. The use of 5G is meant/planned by service to self groups to stop critical mass awakenings. However, those implementing this plan have, let's say, miscalculated. Since in our most probable timeline, critical mass has already been reached. Doesn't mean it won't have an effect. It just means we have to remain vigilant. Brilliantly said. Brilliantly said. And this is why Sri and I are sharing that. Part of that vigilance, and this is where I was going earlier, and because you brought this up, I am going to bring it up again. Part of that vigilance is recognizing that some of the most clicked on, visited people on YouTube are not exactly giving you information that's meant to illuminate you. It's meant to entrap you, because they themselves are entrapped. And I'm not going to mention any names, but what I will say is, if anyone is telling you that you don't need to protect yourself against 5G and that just your energy can do it, they are delusional. Because in order to do that, you would have to divert 100% of your focused awareness every moment of every day. And most of us are not at that level of mastery where we can also walk away from everything else. This is why Sri and I have been sharing. We are all consciousness. This is a war on consciousness. It's actually going to be in our title of our what we're releasing. The war on consciousness is that you will destroy yourself. Because the best way it can do is to get you to destroy yourself. That's why this is, you see what's happening? Do you see why this is so powerful? This is that fear. Remember I told you I was trying to find a way. This is that fear body. And you see how it's eating away this beautiful fifth dimensional awareness here? Whereas that's what is happening. And so be very aware of your head, your crown chakra. It's going to be throat to crown. The rest of this is going to get it too. And we have so much to share on this. And please stay tuned for auraenergyshield.com. Just make a note. Give me another few weeks and we'll share it all with you, including beautiful ladies, little men's and ladies' t-shirts, little camisoles and t-shirts to protect your heart.
Simple.
Belly bands for people who are pregnant, right? Just a little band, very, very comfy. You can just slip on under anything. Cowl neck things. We are really working on it, and it's a women's cooperative that is supporting a lot of Indigenous women to eat. And the reason we're putting this program together is because we do care, because we do need to remain vigilant. And there are many things we can do, but I want to share with you one thing. Fear will be your greatest entry of this. They want you afraid, and that's the bottom line. And if anyone's telling you that it's okay to eat meat, it's okay to not believe in energy, that it's okay, don't worry about it, nobody could ever attack you, they're setting you up to be influenced. And most certainly what they're saying is, let me be your influencer, because you are now wide open without support.
Yeah.
So I want you to just breathe that one in.
Yeah, and so just to wrap up the whole 5G thing, this is a radiation that indeed, with focused consciousness, et cetera, you can walk through it.
Yes.
However, it's only barely begun.
Mm-hmm.
The implementation that is coming over the next couple of years will be worldwide and 24/7.
Yes.
And we all need times to rest.
We need
times to not be, dealing with the dauntingness of those frequencies. And so certainly as we continue on our path and lift, it becomes less of a problem. But nonetheless, why not gift yourself with a little loving compassion and a way to have rest? A way to recharge through the help of certain aids. And we'll be talking more about that in the future. There is time. So have no fear. The key is to simply say, okay, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to notice how I feel like when I drive into a city versus back at my home, etc. Just notice.
Yeah.
And take appropriate steps.
And pure drinking water. You know, flow. Water. And every day, connection time. Right at the homepage, right now for SriAndKara.com, the September 22nd Divine Directors. It's a one-page PDF. Read it, share it, do it every day. You might just really be amazed. So, Sri, where are we going? Are we going to Maine?
Let's go to Portland,
We're
Maine.
We're going to Portland, Maine.
Hello.
Hey, namaste, Portland, Maine. Welcome.
Hey, dear.
Hi. Turn down your radio. Okay, we're going to move on.
Hello.
Oh, there we are. Hi. Oh, hi, honey. We hear you. We hear you. We heard you say
Hello?
that. Hi.
Hello, Sri and Kira. Namaste.
Hi,
namaste,
welcome.
Angel.
Oh, my gosh, so, thank you. I'm calling again to let you guys know that I just follow you guys and just listen to what you say, and I just do it, and everything just... is working out so perfectly, and I'm on my way to Rishikesh, India, doing yoga training.
Oh, fun. I love Rishikesh.
That's a great place.
We've been there many times.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm so excited, and I don't even undecide myself, and I'm just saying yes, and I'm just reclaiming who I am, and I'm excited. Yes, so, but anyway, with all that said, do you, Kira, have anything that is coming through that you can help me with, a little bit of guidance through some of this? Because it's a brand new journey for me. I've never been out of the country.
Wow. Well, first of all, let me just share, just from a real-world perspective, for never having gone out of the country and diving into Rishikesh, that's a big one. India is often a country you ease into or go with a lot of people you know. So are you going with a group or are you just going by yourself?
I'm a pioneer and going by myself.
All right. Well, so I love this because it ties in also to what I'm seeing around you. Is they're saying that you are actually claiming a piece of you that has been waiting. And that, and everything around you, and that's why I was like, oh my gosh, you know, from nothing to Rishikesh of all the most wonderful places. And what they're saying is that, and these are their words, they're saying as you keep progressing on your journey, there will be left turns and right turns. But as you keep your eyes focused on that which you know is true, you will discover the door that will lead the gateway to your final home. You are on an extraordinary journey right now, and it's just going to get bigger and bigger. And so I love that we are having the opportunity to share it with you. I love Rishikesh. You are in for an extraordinary opportunity. Just, I'm so happy for you. Thank you for remembering who you are
Thank
and for
you.
Saying yes. Mm.
Thank you, Kira. It was, you know, it's from the guidance, it's from the collective, it's from all of the people that support us in our group and giving me the confidence. And I just thank everybody. Thank you guys so much. I love you. It's been amazing ever since I found you, and so grateful. Thank you.
Many, many
blessings,
dear.
So are we, sweetheart. Namaste. Thank you for the blessing of you. You know, I really want to honor the courage energy.
Yeah.
You know, every time the courage energy comes in, I think it's really a profound, profound gift. And okay, and so now we're seeing here. So do you see that the whole 5G will be removed from the world in the future, or is it here to stay? Fascinating question. Thank you for asking. That's going to depend upon a couple things. Number one, which timeline are you living in? There are so many open timelines right now, and there are some of these parallels where it is not only here to stay, it is the precursor to AI and a whole different world. And so what I will also share, it's also going to be used for other interesting ways in some of the other parallels. What I will share is that how we respond to it and how we move through it is how it will be. As how the momentum will be. And again, Sri and I are putting out a whole video on this. You know, how about the interior wall paint that can block 5G? Sounds good to me. You know, the one thing that you absolutely know is that before 5G got rolled out, every building that you will never be allowed access into, whether because you can't buy your way into living there or whether because it's a controlled building, has already protected itself and the people inside. There are already lines of clothing that you don't even have access to that are for the people that can spend a couple thousand dollars for a shirt and whatever else. Everyone who knows has already protected themselves. What we know is that this is an actual direct assault on higher consciousness. It will be directed here between the throat and the head. And this is why our very first two products we came out with immediately for and whatever else you might find that you enjoy, and that we made sure was 100% 5G was scarf and hat. And we have a lot of different versions of the hat coming as well. So I'm sharing this with you because, hey, you know, get a monitor. Does it work or not, right? That's what we bought, one of those little Geiger things. Because the key is not to give in to the anger and not to give in to the fear. This is a peace-filled, passionate action of loving response. But if you wrap your anger around it and you resent it, and if you buy the paint and don't and get angry at the money you're spending or whatever, you want to be very careful because this thing thrives on anger. It thrives on emotional imbalance. And this is why it's going after brains and higher level consciousness. Yeah.
One of the things that is not clearly understood and talked about a lot are the multiple timelines at work.
Yes.
A timeline is a sequence of your expression of beingness.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we will jump our primary energy into a parallel timeline and not even be aware that we've done it.
Yes.
And part of that, part of the clue is those kinds of fatalistic thoughts of where you think you're going. You know, it wasn't that long ago that all over YouTube they began talking about the Mandela effect. Mm-hmm. And doesn't that indicate that society has jumped to another timeline?
Well, not only that, but here's where I think it really ties into this moment. When we anchor into that seventh dimensional presence, all of the timelines are visible. You become, like, I am so aware of it.
Yes.
And what I'm also really aware of, Sri, is this rolling. You know, we talked about this on the air the other day. Sri and I were in the living room. We were having a conversation with some of the people that were here at Tosa Blue Mountain. As we literally all tangibly, I could feel it coming. It was like a rolling wave of energy. Mm-hmm. That literally rolled over all of us, and it was like we popped it.
Yeah.
And so this is happening a lot.
A lot.
And it's about stabilizing it, and you can't stabilize if you're sitting in it. You cannot stabilize it if you're in the third. You will not stabilize it in the fourth because the fourth doesn't want you stable. And unless you are you see how much energy, look, you see what's happening here? You see how, like, the energy gets diverted, right? Imagine how much easier it would be if you just pop into the seventh dimension, thereby able to relax around all of it and project from the out and carry that energy away together.
It's kind of like you're taking on the energy of the architect.
Exactly, exactly.
The pawn.
Yeah,
And so it is an interesting dynamic of what happens as we continue to evolve. We become ever more powerful in our co-creative capacities.
Yes.
However, if the software up here in your brain is running on old 3D versions, and as you begin to lift, then the whole power thing becomes distorted because true co-creation requires that you let go of the limitations of that whole paradigm that's associated with density.
Right.
Because the power isn't in density.
Exactly.
Density is the effect of a forgetfulness collective.
Now think about that, because it's based on illusion.
Yes.
So it would have to be forgetful. Right? Because it has no substance. It only has the power we give it.
And so you get to dance with stepping through these various overlays, because these overlays carry with them paradigms and beliefs the overlay wouldn't have any power if it didn't have a belief associated with it. Mm-hmm. And you give it the power by buying into it. And so as we begin to detach, there is a moment there, and it could be more than one moment, where we begin to wonder about our own sanity.
Yes.
Because the detaching, the brain loves stability. It loves predictability, even if it hurts, even if it's full of fear.
No, it loves to repeat.
Repetition,
you know, the cycles. Remember that energy always moves in a trinity. It's always awareness, experience, choice, awareness, experience, choice. It's a flow. But in density, that flow becomes repetition.
Yeah.
And in 3D, that repetition is literally just that. We repeat, 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 repeat. The nuances might look a little different, but unless we lift, we can't be free. And with the collapse of the fourth dimension, if we are not conscious, we are actually being fed food from the fourth dimension to remain trapped in that cycle, because that is what this feeds on. So there's just so much going on, and that's why October is so big, because remember, we're coming up on the 10-10-10. That's coming right up on us next Thursday. I will actually be on the air with Soul Mirrors. I hope you can join us that next Thursday at 10-10-10. And then that Friday, Mercury will start the pre-shadow phase of the retrograde that will officially begin on the 31st. So we start right after 10-10.
Yes.
We start a 20-day cycle, right?
Yeah, 10, to the end of the month.
To the 31st.
Yeah.
So there is, while it is one big energy of the month, it is really riding a wave. And the key is, can you surf your way through it? And the answer is absolutely. Just keep your eyes straight ahead. Seriously.
Keeping all right. Keep your eyes on the divine.
Keep your eyes on the divine. All right, Sri, let's walk right over here, and we're going to the call board, and it looks like we're going to, is that Folsom, California? Namaste, Folsom. Welcome.
Hi, is that me?
That's you, Angel. Namaste.
Oh,
hi.
Beautiful.
Hi.
Oh, thank you so much. Just want to say, first, of course, filled with so much gratitude for you both, as always, and I feel wide open to mini soul readings.
Wow. You know, wow. When you said, I feel wide open for mini soul reading, it took my breath away, because what I saw... Whoo, I'm still trying to breathe. What I literally saw was your physical heart and your ascended heart. Literally, it's like your chest opened. And I saw all of the archangels in there offering. Some of them are breathing energy in. Some of them are weaving these crystalline lights around you. There, some of them are behind you. Some of them are working on your hands. Some of them are working on your head. And they all keep saying the same thing. Remember that your sincerity, love, and presence are the gift that will ignite the opening. We have come now because we have heard you. Breathe, relax, and receive, for the next step has already begun. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
So are you, Angel. Namaste. Mwah. We love you, honey. Wow, I can barely breathe. Can you breathe?
I'm bathing in the
sweetness. Yeah, wow. I'm like really barely breathing.
all of us have so many loving helpers and that are surrounding us at all times. And it's important just to relax and trust. Help is with you.
Yes, it is. And Sri, I see that this show just goes too fast.
Yeah.
It really does. It's just amazing to me. And so, guys, as we start coming into the energy of what's happening right now, this is a month where the universe is tapping on your shoulder and saying, hey, you know, you're at the culmination of a 19-year cycle. Have you looked at the past 19 years? What rose and maybe faded away and why? Look at it with the awakened presence of your ascended mastery. Call forward that divine fifth dimensional compassion and relax into that transcendent release of judgment to see with your eyes focused straight ahead that the path is clear. And that as long as you can dive into that trust and release the resistance, the universe is letting you know, hey, if not you, who? Because if not now, when?
Mm-hmm. If not you, who? And if not now, when?
Exactly. You know, and it's okay to say no, as Sri mentioned earlier. As you move into this, remember that. And I want to just share one thing, Sri, if we have a moment. I am going to be starting in two Sundays. On Sunday, October 13th, I will begin teaching soul charting for the very first time. Now, look, this is advanced soul charting that is very much about understanding why you're here. What is my mission? Does this flow with this? Am I on track? Am I living in the right place? What should I do? But all from the ancient Essene original ascended numerological perspective. Right now, that program is still, I'm still accepting enrollments. You are welcome to join us. And as our gift to you, two free gifts here, we are going to give you the entire Ascended Numerology Home Study Program for free as a bonus when you join us in the soul charting program. Plus, you created a coupon.
Right. For those of you listening to this broadcast, when you go to the shopping cart, enter the coupon RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, just radio, and you're going to save $40 off that tuition. And so check it out.
Yeah.
The homepage.
Yeah.
Beloved ones, as we come to a close for today, may you breathe deeply. May you trust. And may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.